It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Buddy Petrie. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. veterans have reported at least one traumatic brain injury, and they're often associated with chronic post-traumatic headaches, along with PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder will make headache pain worse. It makes it more difficult for those individuals to respond well to treatments. It increases the likelihood that they'll be emotionally compromised by their headache, and that includes suicide risk.
Don McGeary is a professor in the departments of psychiatry and behavioral science at UT Health San Antonio, and he's testing ways to use AI to ease their pain.
And all we do is ask our patients to fill out the diary.
The program then evaluates a variety of factors that may trigger or intensify a patient's pain.
And then it's like, oh, hey, we're looking at the weather. It's more likely that you're going to have a headache tomorrow, so you might want to do something about it.
McGeary says everyone is different.
But we ask a lot of questions, track it over time, and then AI really helps us create a model specific to one individual person that will predict their headaches. And we've improved the predictive capacity of our models from 30% now to about 85%.
The program uses the framework of cognitive behavioral therapy to help patients to identify ways to manage their pain so they can begin to participate more fully in their own lives.
In a way, cognitive and behavioral therapies are ideally suited to this kind of complex clinical picture because these treatments basically teach people how to cope with life in general.
McGeary hopes this approach will lead to more effective therapies for people suffering from chronic post-traumatic headaches. That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Buddy Petrie.